Have you ever, on your show, have anybody ever mentioned a general by the name of John P. Jumper?
I have not heard that name.
Okay.
I don't think.
This is what this book is about. I tried to do things that weren't on the internet. Okay. In 1998, a news item stated that General John, pardon me for quoting out of my book, but I just had to do this to keep it right. In 1998, a news item stated that General John P. Jumper predicts that the military will have the tools to make potential enemies see, hear, and believe things that do not exist, and that the same idea was contained in a 15-volume study at the United States Air Force Scientific Advisory Board in 1996 on how to maintain U.S. air and space superiority on the battlefields of the 21st century. Born in Paris, Texas, he originally joined the Air Force in June of 66 after graduating from the Virginia Military Institute with a degree in electrical engineering in Lexington, Virginia. While in the employ of the United States Air Force, he spent time at Royal Air Force in Bentwaters, hello, UFO thing there, a site of many UFO incidents, Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada, and he also worked at Area 51 in control of reverse engineering. This guy is one of the – this guy was trying to – tell us something, and he's the real deal, and you can Google him or whatever. And then from that, there's different companies that I came in contact with in my research for the last 4 years on actually, because you asked me before the break, what is going on, where are we at today, okay? And I will continue with that. First of all, there's through-the-wall surveillance methods, and this these are there's a thing called the cops are going to be having it soon. It's called the radar flashlight. Have you heard of that?
I have not.
Okay, the radar flashlight checks electromagnetic activity of speech controls in the vocal cords. In other words, when we read or think about something, we subconsciously move our vocal muscles.
All right. Is it like a truth detector, Fred?
Well, it's not a truth detector. It's part of the mining process that they're doing on certain individuals to get into the big echelon computers. Because remember, the human brain works at about 500 kilobytes a second. I'm sorry, 5,000 bits per second.
I should have caught that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sorry. And this is one thing. And then they have other things that they do. There's a company called Silent Sounds. They received a patent number 5,159,703 for using superconductors to analyze human emotional EEG patterns. That's a electroencephalograph patterns. Replicate, store these emotion. They call them emotion signature clusters on another computer, and at will, slightly inducing change to the emotional state of the human being.
Amazing.
Yeah. Now this is done through satellite, through what's called the Keyhole satellites. The first one went up in 1979 on the STS-38 when they started putting this stuff up in space. And then there's another one. You know what TETRA is? You've heard of that one?
Sure.
You know what TETRA is?
Yep.
Okay. Just so the people that don't know, that's something that there's 30,000 transmitters, and they put them in subways in London and New York. And guess what? When they first put those in, remember all the subway incidents that were there, all the negative things that happened. So that's another one. And there's several different There's another thing called millimeter wave scanning, where a microwave signal just below the infrared frequency of the region is used, and this is where they do the thought reading, which you're talking about.
How many people would believe this, Fred?
Well, if
I mean, you know, you do, I do, because we know what's going on the inside. But how many people on the outside are listening to you, going, "Come on, Fred"?
Well, they've been doing that, George, for 30 all my life, you know. But eventually, you know, I'm not locked up, I'm not in a straitjacket yet. And people still read my books. This is my first mainstream book, and there's not a whole lot of them out there, but they're starting to come out. You know how much controversy this book has stirred up?
Already, huh?
Oh my God! Yeah, it's really stirred the.
By the way, did you only publish 1,000, or is that just the special edition?
I published 1,000 of them for people maybe at Coast and just my own readers. There's two or three major publishers that are looking at this book right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, I just put this out there. I didn't realize I'd created a cauldron from hell.
You always do.
Yeah, I didn't know that. My other books, like when I wrote The Rays of Truth and Death of Ignorance, those were about things that I learned and, you know, basic physics and science and stuff like that. This is not about that. This is about what's going on. And in this book, I've got websites to everything that I've mentioned tonight. There's a website to go to, Tavistock, all these things. There's plenty. I want somebody to tell me, hey, Dr. Bell, on page 322, you're full of crap, because they won't. It's not going to happen. You know, this book is really, this is the real deal. And for example, in the way this stuff works now with these new satellites, and you could be sitting there meditating, and if they have their signature now, what they do with the process of this, it starts with a person of interest, a POI. You know, it's
give me an example.
Okay, a person that's on the internet. And I've seen one guy get executed behind this, a young guy, who goes into the internet, starts researching information, maybe on terrorism or something. They then become, and then they do their emails, and of course Echelon, which everybody knows about, I'm sure by now, tweaks on them. Okay, then what happens is the local guys come out. I've seen this happen. The local guys come out with their little radar flashlights and their little devices on their little cars and trucks, and they get a reading on that person. Then what happens is that's downloaded into another computer, and then they go up to the satellite. When it gets up to the satellite, they start watching and monitoring that person. Obviously, they're already doing their internet and their telephone, but now they want to see what they do. And that satellite stuff is so cool. And I could go into the technology of that, but I don't know if we have time for that. But basically, let's say that person is in downtown New York City at Macy's, all right? And there are a lot of people in there, okay, from a satellite. They could get that person's emotional, blueprint. It's like a fingerprint. They know that person's in Macy's. They don't see them in Macy's, but when they come out of Macy's and start walking down Fifth Avenue or something, they can see them. They can now. If they found that person. They found them in 10,000. They've sorted that one person out, and now they can follow them down the street.
Amazing.
Yeah. Then they put the cameras on. You know, the cameras on every corner. That's how accurate it is right now. So you can't be afraid of it. You know, you just got to live in you go, whatever you're going to do, you got to do it in wide open, in front of everybody. That's just how it goes.